listening to the Eura Dairy podcast, capturing highlights from the Eura Dairy network. I am Simon Howardson and welcome to this episode where we are looking at grassland management. Feed and forage is the biggest cost on British dairy farms, which on average accounts for 33% of the total cost of production. Maximising the use of homegrown forage and reducing the cost of feed and forage on farm remains to be the largest driver for increasing farm profitability. AHDB Senior Medium PR Manager John Bates delves into AHDB Dairy and Eura Dairy Exchange visits to help encourage improvement in the utilisation of homegrown forage.
I'm in Stoneleigh in Warwickshire, on the site best known by some as the home of the Royal Show. Those days having long passed, the offices of the Agriculture and Horticulture Development Board now overlook one of the showing arenas. Ray Keating is the head of animal science for the AHDB and is here to tell us about the Eura Dairy project. Thanks for sparing the time, Ray. What's the background to Eura Dairy?
Yeah, we have four themes within Eura Dairy. One is resource efficiency, and that covers a multitude. It covers the management of nitrogen and phosphorus, feed efficiency, carbon footprinting, water efficiency, etc. And the interest there is twofold. One, any resource inputs are expensive. So if one can increase efficiency, therefore you can reduce cost of production. And secondly, is around the loading of nutrients in particular into the environment. And this is really beginning to pinch in some European countries like the Netherlands, where their farming industry is constrained by the amount of phosphorus that they can apply to the land, and that translates into the number of animals that they can keep. So all methods of improving efficiency from the diets that the animals consume, the efficiency with which the diets are used, the storage, handling, and application of manures, all have an impact on the final outcome.
And for those farmers that aren't able to come on a fact-finding visit like this, how are they able to access this sort of information?
Well, we have 20 partners in 14 countries across Europe. In the UK, we're talking principally around HDB. We have two approaches. One is we have a website. We try and promote the information through that site. We run the webinars and advertise them through HDB. And we would like our partners to incorporate some of the activities and the messages and the output into their contact with farmers. So the likes of HDB Chagask in Southern Ireland, Institut de Lavage in France, Segeis in Denmark. These are big knowledge transfer operations. So by incorporating it into what they do, hopefully the message is spread to a wider community of farmers above and beyond those that are directly participating in the project.
Next up, we join the first of two Eura Dairy exchange visits between British and French farmers. The aim of the exchange visits are to learn more about the cross-border discussions around improving resource efficiency on farm.
Hello, I'm Isaac van Heerden. I'm a knowledge exchange manager for AHDB Dairy, and we're here today at Brimstone Farm with a French Eura Dairy exchange visit.
So you're coordinating this visit, Isaac. Why are we here?
So we're here, the French farmers especially wanted to learn about resource efficiency, particularly what they can learn from managing grazed grass better. And Becky here at Brimstone has fairly recently set up a new system to improve her grazing. So I think so they'll be able to take a lot of practical advice away from here today.
We've walked back to the farm buildings now, and I'm joined by Becky Berry, who is the host farmer here at Brimstone Farm. Becky, tell me how the visit's gone today, but perhaps tell me first of all a little bit about the farm.
Okay, well, the farm here is that we're third generation, and my grandfather-in-law came here in 1950 with about 20 cows and has expanded it. We're National Trust owned here, but we also own a block of land that's lighter soil and cereal. We're mixed farm, and I'm just looking to try and change that a bit because it's very difficult to work out what works really well if you're a mixed farmer. As most people will understand, cost of production is actually quite difficult to nail down. We are crossbreeding, and this year we've started implementing a better grazing system. We've created a new grazing platform, and we've been quite scientific in how we set that out, and hectareage and things, and trying to be more specific. We calve all year round here. We have limitations with the infrastructure and old buildings and old systems, and I'm very aware that it's quite a complicated system, and so my focus at the moment is trying to really drill down to what makes it, how we can make it more profitable and slightly simplify it. And one of our big aims over the last 18 months is to improve our milk from forage, and we've managed to drive that up. We're about an average of 9,000 litres in the herd, and we've managed to drive up our milk from forage to just over 3.8, so we're getting there slowly.
And how many cows are you milking?
So we only milk 150 all year round. That's dictated again by the infrastructure, the layout of the buildings. We only have cubicle space for 150, and that was another driver, was we can't really expand numbers without having to spend a lot of money. So again, it was just to refocus on the detail and look at what we're doing and see if we can just do it better and more attention to detail and drive down costs that way.
Are you going on a return visit on this Euro Dairy Exchange programme?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be part of a really forward-thinking discussion group, and we do a study tour each year, and Euro Dairy have kindly let us join in on one of, because some of them are also Euro Dairy pilot farms here in the UK, and so we're heading over to the Angers region, the Loire, in a couple of weeks to go and look at some dairy farms there, but with the focus really on forage production, and they've done a lot of research into, obviously they grow lucerne and their clover mixes and things, and so the focus for us is going to be more on our forage use and growing your own protein.
I'm now joined by the lady who is liaising with the French party here on this leg of the English trip.
So I'm Elisabeth Castellan. I'm an advisor for a dairy farm in Nord-Pas-de-Calais in the north of France.
Elisabeth, tell me a little bit about the group. What sort of farms do they run at home?
So the farmers here are part of discussion group in my region. They are all dairy farmers, mainly mixed farms, so with the dairy and crops. So I think maybe the average size would be 60 or 70 cows. And often it's farm where there are several farmers on the same farm, so it can be in couple or with their brothers.
In particular, they're interested in forage.
Yeah, they're interested in forage because we are working a lot about it in my region. We are trying to produce mainly milk from forage first and after from concentrate. And but in my region, compared to here, we have less grassland and less pasture. And because the size of the cattle are increasing and it's getting more and more difficult to work grazing. So it's interesting for them to see how you are doing it here, because the size of the cattle are much bigger than ours and you're grazing. So it's possible. So they're really interested to see how you do it.
And at home, do the cows spend all year outdoors or some of the year inside?
No, they spend maybe four, because there are some cattle, some farms where the cows don't go outside at all. Because, there are some farmers, their farm is in the middle of the village. So the cows cannot go outside because there is no pasture outside. For the one that the cows go outside, it's maybe half of the year outside, half in the building.
You talk about farmers working in groups, and they've got, in comparison to our farms, quite small herds. So the average herd in this country would be 130 cows or so. In France, you're saying that that group is perhaps 60 or 70?
Yes, but it's above the average, because I think the French average is maybe 40 cows per farm. So here the farmers, the farm are a little bigger, even if it's quite smaller than your farm.
Tell me, yesterday, you went to a different farm yesterday. Yeah. What was most interesting about that visit?
Yes, they were really impressed by the clear and the simple systems with one period of calving in autumn and during only 6 week calving. I mean, in France, it doesn't exist at all. They even think it's impossible to do it. So
you're calving all year?
All year. And there are some people that are block calving, but block calving, it's maybe 3 months or 4 months. So it's not the same block calving than you. And so all the organization runs that with one period for calving, one period for insemination, one period for grazing. It's quite simple, but really efficient. And we talk again about the cost of production of the farm, and it's really, really low, and we don't have farms with this kind of cost of production in my region.
So the cost of production is much higher? In fact.
Yes. In average, in my region, the average milk price they need to cover all the cost, it's 350 euro per ton of milk. So, I mean, maybe for you, I think here it's maybe 280. And for the farm we saw yesterday, it was 245. So it's for us, it's really impressive.
Yes, yeah, so the difference there of around about 90 euros.
Yes, yes.
So it's huge. A considerable difference. So you think the visit here to see these farms in Wiltshire has been a valuable experience?
Oh, yes. I mean, the farmers are really, really happy, and I think they saw a lot of things they could think about it and apply on their farms, and also to see farmers that work on cost of production, that try to work without subsidies, because, I mean, in France we have them, but without them farmers cannot live, so it's really a big issue to see how they can work without it. I think they saw a lot of things that they could imply on their farms.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
So I'm joined by two of the people that are on the trip from France. First of all, with
Emily
and Simon.
Hello, Emily. Hello, Simon. Thank you for agreeing just to have a short word with us. Tell me a little bit. So, Simon, you farm in France, do you?
Yeah, I'm a farmer in France, around 60 kilometers far from Calais. In the family farm, and I'm also a dairy, and I produce around 4,000 liters of milk, and I have 80 hectares of crops.
And Emily, is this your first visit to a farm in England?
Yeah, actually that's the first one, and I come from a farm as well. My parents are farmers. They are dairying in the east of France, next to Germany, and yeah.
Have you found your visit here useful?
Yeah, it's very interesting seeing that here it's very focused on grass, and yeah.
And Simon, how many cows do you have at home?
How many cows? Around 65 cows, and I'm growing the... I will have in 2 years from here, I will have around 90 cows.
And so tell me, what has been most interesting for your visit here?
The most interesting, I think, is the reflection about all the cost, the product cost, and especially the machinery and the equipment, all the buildings, because we have lots of buildings in France, and we have lots of tractors, and I think we have to think differently because of the low price of the milk, and this is one of the first thing I want to work on in my farm.
And your cows are outdoors all of the year or indoors some of the year?
They are indoors from November to the 15th of March.
Yeah, very similar to
it's very English similar farm. And I use grazing also, cycling grazing also. Yeah.
Thank you very much, both of you, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In early June, the group of French farmers welcomed the British farmers to learn more about homegrown protein. John catches up with Isaac following the second exchange visit.
AHDB obviously believe that these exchange visits are valuable. Have you had the opportunity to travel, Isaac?
Yes, I went over with 13 UK dairy farmers on a brilliant trip to Nantes. We learned about some protein cell sufficiency, looking at how to grow your own proteins, looking at lucerne, pulses, whole crops, some really good examples of how the French farmers are getting more and more protein self-sufficient. We've also looked at really being a soil farmer, so their message is, you know, don't be a dairy farmer, be a soil farmer. Looking at how they can grow organic maize, so don't have to use any pesticides or sprays, and just looking at how to best utilise your resources.
And that learning then that you've picked up, you're then able to pass on to farmers through the knowledge exchange work that we do?
Yes, so there was 13 of us on the trip, but also we've sent out some tweets and we've got a storyboard which farmers can follow and learn get all the learnings from what we've done over there.
That is it for now. Thanks for listening. For more information about both exchange visits, or if you would like to learn more about the innovative 120 Eurodairy pilot farms, visit our website, eurodairy.eu.